Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,188. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith,
woo!
And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you, Hardeman's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the 20 greatest American dishes of all times. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a midroom shot of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drink it and drug.
All right, here we go. Nebraska Diaper Bank reaches a milestone of mustard up the back proportions. Meanwhile, a city council apologizes after accidentally showing a video with naked contortions. Grocery store employee stocking bananas gets entire shift done in half the time. A new signer never tries to convince you that you are doing fine. And Ohio homeowners find their cat casually playing with a hand grenade in their basement. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, man. Sorry, dude.
I get it, bro. Hotboxing in the studio before the show, never a good idea. But we will spin the category.
My bad.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who, when asked, "What did you get on your SAT?" responded, "Drool," and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home patrols, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,188. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat as the head chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes with the 20 greatest American dishes of all times.
Correct. And for the most part, people love these foods.
Invented right here in the United States of America.
Correct, yeah. And you sent me the list. There's some interesting things. Thank you for that. There's some interesting things on there. Like, there's a couple. You're right. I did not realize we had invented that.
All right. You just assume, you know, like anything else. Like, early on, urban myth was the pizza was invented in the United States of America.
Well, the pizza that people like was.
Right, but it's not that far away from what they make in Italy, right?
I mean, it's not because the process is the same. Essentially, you have a bread product as your crust. Right? A cheese or dairy product as your, well, cheese, and then whatever toppings. But like the way we do, even Italians will tell you, like, we really like your pizza. It's different than our pizza, but we dig your pizza right. A lot.
Now, we know for a fact the buffalo wing was invented in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I believe the story was the woman was...
She got the wrong cut of chicken.
Her son comes into the restaurant, like, basically at closing time with his buddies. They've been out drinking. They want something. She's like,
use this because I don't have anything. It's not on the menu.
I think she just walks to the back. It's throw a little test. The fryer is the easiest thing to kind of turn off.
Boom.
And on.
Yep.
Fries them up. Makes the sauce.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? Like, that's it.
But that's, that's a legendary night of drunken success.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, considering they came in drunk and they needed food and we get chicken wings because of that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and chicken wings now, like, everybody eats them, right? Kids, yeah. Everybody else. There's just chicken wing places. But I feel like even when I was growing up, like, if you didn't go to a bar, you really didn't see chicken wings.
I remember kind of when they first kind of hit. I was a super little kid. We lived in Rochester, not that far away from Buffalo, like 60 miles or whatever. And we went to some restaurant downtown, and my dad was excited to try these wings, which made no sense to me and my brother at all. We didn't understand what he's talking about, but I remember the guy brought them out, and my mother said, well, tell me, why do they call them buffalo wings, right? Which makes sense. Like, buffaloes don't have wings. And I remember the guy, old black dude, he's like, they've invented a buffalo. And we're just like, oh, okay. There's your explanation.
Okay, fried chicken. Now, it's fried chicken. I mean, there's tons of countries that do great fried chicken. I mean, Korean fried chicken is fantastic. I can still go for a piece of Popeyes or KFC chicken. Yeah. It's delicious. Fried chicken. That's got to be invented, the United States of America. It just feels like it with a kernel.
I would think so.
Okay. So coming up, we have the 20 greatest American dishes of all times with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy is Pam. Took Pam 13 questions to get one right. And when we play Big Dummy, we like to do a little men's room poll. Last time, we asked you some stories from the news. Pick one. And your options. You could fall off of a 150-foot waterfall, as there was a woman here in Washington State who slipped. I want to say her initial plunge was about 60 feet. She might have hit the side or a little ledge within the waterfall and then went the full way down. And there's no access to the bottom of this waterfall.
Right.
So they had to
repel. Well, there is. She found it.
There is if you fall.
Yes,
but
gravity is your access.
Yeah. Unlike Snoqualmie Falls, you cannot walk to the bottom of this thing. So it took rescuers a while to rappel down and get her out of there. The last we heard a week ago, she was still in the hospital here in Seattle.
So, well, the fact that she survived at all was mind-blowing.
It's amazing. Okay, story number two. A world record holder. I want to say this kid is 16 years old, but through Guinness, he has already been recognized as the person with the biggest hands and the biggest feet on planet Earth as we know.
Yes.
I'm not saying there's somebody out there who doesn't have them, but according to Guinness, his hands and feet are certified. I want to say they set his shoe size at 16.
23?
23, and his feet are still growing.
Right.
His mom would spend up to $2,400 a pair of shoes, $1,500. Eventually, I want to say Under Armour and one other company stepped in to give them a break and right. either make an affordable shoe or just give the kid shoes. Either way.
Yeah.
So option number two, biggest hands and feet on the planet. The other story, there was a woman who was running in either the Philippines, Thailand. I cannot remember where she was jogging around a lake. The lake.
Malaysia?
Was it Malaysia?
I think it was Malaysia.
All right. There was a lake that was fenced in. Apparently a raft of otters, is that what you call them?
Yes. If it's a group of otters, it is a raft of otters.
A raft of otters ended up into the lake. They get on the land. They chase her down and attack her.
That's why they say don't ever trust a Malaysian otter.
And and these otters messed her up.
Yeah.
I mean, those were
terrible little creatures.
Arms, legs, they bit her face, you name it. I mean, they all attacked at once. And
but they were so cute doing it.
Took bystanders to beat some of these guys off of her. The whole deal. And your fourth and final story was to be stuck in space.
Because they're still up there.
As the astronauts are still up there until 2025. So if you happen to follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, here are the results of last week's poll. Coming in at fourth place, 19% of you said, I'm going to take the 150-foot fall off of a waterfall.
Yeah.
So that came in last place. In third place, attacked by otters at 20%. You would rather fall off a waterfall than be attacked by otters, according to the poll. Coming on strong, as it has every week when we put it in, being stuck in space is your second favorite option, with 26% of you, one-fourth of the population said, out of these options, put me in space until 2025. And the number one option at 36%, you said you would take the biggest hands and feet in the world, which just even considering, as we said, switching your right foot from the gas to the brake pedal. Just various things would be difficult with size.
And remember, hard. The one caveat was you'll have the biggest hands and biggest feet, but nothing else about your stature changes.
No. You know? Try to ride a bicycle that's clip-ins. I mean, I'm trying to think of all the things.
Yeah, but we also said, like, you crush a handball. Right? Not a lot
but
of people
no one
play.
Unless you go to the Caribbean, who's playing handball?
But wouldn't you start playing handball? If your hands were that big, wouldn't you just start playing handball?
You could be maybe a great punter.
You go to the East Coast, man. Like, there was a handball course or court where I grew up. Like, it's massive in New York City.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you go to a city, they definitely have handball.
I got these big hands. I want to play handball.
But, I mean, you go anywhere else, it's cornhole.
Go sign up for power. Is it power slap?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the thing you were talking about? The slap boxing, slap, whatever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm. Thumb wrestling champion of the world, Ted, as you said. Someone who can't wear gloves. Someone who can't put their hands in their pockets, whether it's a coat, whether it's your jeans. I mean, maybe two fingers. That's about all. You got to remember, his fingers were 9 inches long.
Mm. Which keep in mind, not his fingers, just, not his hands, just the fingers.
His fingers were 9 inches long.
But popular with the ladies.
Yes. So today on the Men's Room Poll, we're going to step into the world of food. And we start with a story out of Presidio, Texas, a woman was caught trying to smuggle a massive amount of baloney and prescription drugs into Texas. The 43-year-old woman...
They started with baloney?
Baloney, yes.
And she also had drugs.
She was not identified by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. She was busted Monday afternoon at the Presidio Port of Entry. Now, that is about 100 miles west of Big Bend National Park, which I'm unsure of where that is either. According to officials, the woman only declared a cooked meal during her primary inspection. However, officers noticed during a second exam that her suitcases seemed heavier than normal. The suitcases were then removed from the car and opened, which led to the discovery of 40 rolls of Mexican bologna, weighing in at 750 pounds.
Jesus!
During their investigation, Border Patrol officers found 280 boxes of undeclared prescription medications hidden inside various panels of the woman's SUV. The drugs included tramadol, aprazolam, clonazepam, and diazepam. No idea. Diazepam, clonazepam, alprazolam.
I've heard those names before, so there's something.
Ma'am.
We would know them by other names.
Is it just something to get high, or is there I know it serves a different purpose, but I mean...
I would think some of them are, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
During the stop, officers also discovered more than $7,600 in cash in the vehicle. That was also seized. Officers said the woman was given a $1,000 penalty.
Oh, yeah. The diazepam one is Valium.
Okay. And all of the bologna, by the way, was destroyed.
What is it about? This is like the eighth time that we've heard. If you try to smuggle Mexican bologna over the border, like you get popped for it, whether you have anything else illegal or not. What is it about Mexican bologna that here in the States are like, absolutely not?
I don't know. I know you can't. There's a lot of meats and like vegetables you can't take from country to country.
Understood, but specifically,
there's got to be something different in Mexican bologna, right?
Oh, guess what?
What?
Stephen Colbert did a story about this.
All right.
It says the bologna arrives in darkness, hundreds of pounds crossing the United States from Mexico at once. Rolls stuffed into the back of SUVs, sewn into car seats, shoved into spare tires, hidden in suitcases. Once in El Paso, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers drilled into a car's bumper, and bologna came out. The illicit Mexican bologna trade is not a new phenomenon in the United States. Stephen Colbert did a segment in it 2012, but I guess the question is, why?
Oh, all right.
So what is the answer?
The answer, let's see, it's richer and more porky, whereas the American version typically is blended with other meats such as beef or chicken.
Huh. Again, so what exactly is the issue?
It's probably just tastes better.
No, but I mean the fact that they're like, you cannot bring this here. Because it's not like an invasive species. I get it with vegetables or fruits and stuff like that, right? Like, dude, it's just bologna. What is it about this bologna that they freak out about at the border?
The higher pork content of Mexican bologna is what differentiates it from U.S. counterparts. So I guess it's
better. But why?
It just says the bologna is not allowed across the border because it's made with pork and could introduce a foreign animal disease into the United States.
Okay. All right. There's an explanation. Fine. Jeez.
But yeah, bologna. Who knew? Drugs and bologna. 750 pounds in suitcases of Mexican bologna.
Yes. By the way, pro tip, if your bag weighs 750 pounds, authorities will think that's heavier than usual.
Next up, we have this story.
So, like, I know she was smuggling stuff, but that just sounds like a bad, sad drug addict somewhere in the South.
What, Mexican bologna?
No, just like, I eat bologna and do prescription drugs.
Yes. Story number two, believe it or not, Top Ramen, which you probably grew up with, it is having an incredible resurgence in sales within the past 2 or 3 years. TikTok, they say, is turning into a real noodleist colony. Once relegated to cash-strapped college students and poor people, instant noodle packs are now hot cuisine that's selling like hotcakes. This is thanks to Gen Z's decorating them, so to speak, and doctoring them up with top-shelf accoutrements like spring onions and cupie mayonnaise. Instant noodles have come a long way from being just a cheap, quick meal. And a chef and director at the UK Fine Dining Association says now, thanks to TikTok and social media, people are turning them into gourmet dishes. they might be turning them into gourmet dishes, but there's no way when we were growing up that we didn't also turn them into whatever we wanted.
I was going to say, this is nothing new. I think the difference is you have an entire generation of people going, ooh, we can save money on the noodles, right?
Yep.
And that's the, but everyone I knew has been adding crab.
Right. We talked about it for years, right?
Oh, right. Like, we didn't have TikTok.
You know, right. You just didn't have social media, so people didn't see it, but like, Thrill and I have talked about it forever. Like, you can make stir fry out of it. You don't, and you don't have to use the sauce packet.
A guy on TikTok, Joel Hiles, gave noodles an upmarket makeover, adding pan-fried shiitake mushrooms, some maple syrup, and some bacon bits. Sales of instant noodles have spiked by 50% year on year on the online supermarket Akedo. Worldwide, searches for ramen noodles have jumped by 35%. They say perhaps it's no coincidence that this wallet-friendly trend has occurred as the price for eating out has skyrocketed amid inflation. New York City urologist Dr. David Schusterman said that the noodles contain as much as half someone's recommended daily serving of salt in a single meal.
Yeah.
Now, the extreme salinity...
Does it still contain that much salt if you don't use the packet?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
They say it increases the risk of crystals forming in the kidneys, which can then develop into stones that damage the organs and cause infections. Untreated infections can reportedly result in blood poisoning, as was allegedly the case with U.S. content creator Lucy Murad, who said she suffered the complication after eating top ramen for 6 straight weeks.
Really?
6 weeks of eating nothing but top ramen, and she developed crystals in her kidneys and blood poisoning.
I mean, I ate much longer than that when I was dead broke, man. I mean, like, that's what you had. Definitely longer than 6 weeks.
Okay. Now we have this story. The 155-year-old Campbell Soup Company plans to drop soup from its corporate name, rebranding as the Campbell's Company. As more consumers, they say, are reaching for snacks and ditching ready-to-serve soups, the company has been buying up other food lines to increase their portfolio. So in addition to lineup of soups, Campbell now owns snack brands like Goldfish, Snyder's of Hanover, which we don't really have out here other than their pretzels.
Yeah.
Cape Cod popcorn, Pepperidge Farm.
Oh, that hurts.
And others. Here's the weird one for you. Okay, what do you guys think of when you think of the top shelf, more expensive, jarred Italian sauce that's on the market right now? The people just seem to be buying up because it's got a better...
I do not know.
I don't know.
It's Ragu Progresso...
This one's Newman's
called,
Own?
This one's called Rouse, R-A-O-S. You guys ever heard of this?
I've seen it,
yeah.
Yeah, guess what? Campbell's owns them, too. Although soup is an important part of the business, it's now a smaller portion of its sales. Last year, their snack division grew 13%. Soup only grew about 3%. They say nearly half Americans say they eat at least 3 snacks a day, and Campbell's wanted to jump on that. By the way, they say in August, Mars, the maker of M&M's, they agreed to buy Kellanova, which is... Cheez-Its and Pringles and other snacks in a deal that cost $29
billion. Damn.
So these companies are most likely seeing the snack market is a profitable place, and they're buying up a lot of these products. So Campbell's Soup, no longer Campbell's Soup. It is the Campbell's Company. And finally, we bring you tofu. Now, tofu, not the most exciting food in the world, but believe it or not, tofu has a lot of different options. And is categorized by texture or consistency and determined by the water content in the tofu. The more water, the softer or silkier. With less water, the tofu is firmer. Tofu has so many different styles and types, you cannot believe it. As far as what you
sort of.
They do. It's still tofu.
Right.
So
we can have tofurkey. It's tofu.
Yes.
Tofu bacon. It's tofu.
Silken is the Japanese-style tofu, silky, creamy, and has the highest water content. Regular tofu is used primarily in Asian dishes. Firm. Of all the types, firm tofu is the most widely available in supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
There's extra firm. You get the idea. More firm than firm. Then there's super firmed. There's seasoned tofu. There is smoked tofu. There is tofu a la minute. Small tofu pieces are pre-marinated and pre-cooked.
All right.
There's pressed tofu. There is fermented tofu. There is tofu skin. Believe it or not, fresh tofu skins are not widely available. Dried skins are. There are tofu sticks, which are sun-dried. There is fried tofu. There is tofu pockets. There is tofu puffs. You get the idea.
Yeah.
So the challenge on our men's room poll is you're going to eat one thing for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can eat for 1 month. Will you choose bologna, as in you're going to eat bologna sandwiches, however you want to fry it up, whatever you want to do, a bologna for a month. Choice number two, top ramen. Choice number three, Campbell's soup.
The soup.
The soup. That's it.
Any flavor?
Any flavor you want.
As long as it's Campbell's.
Yep, Campbell's soup, you're in. And choice number four, however style of tofu you want to make it. Don't they have like tofurkey?
They have tofurkey, bacon, tofu burgers. Like I say, you can eat anything. You could have a whole Thanksgiving spread. It's just, it's all tofu.
Tofu.
It sounds like a martial art.
Yes. Yeah, tofu.
Back up, bitch, I know tofu.
That's our men's room poll. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. We'll take a break. Big Dummy coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
And away we go. The game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, men's room. Welcome to the Justin.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
We'll go not sober. Big ups on everyone at the station for the mental health advocacy from a former machine gunner.
Hey, man, and big ups to Jason. He just got back in town.
So you know what he did? He came into work.
Yes, he did.
Because that's what he does.
All right, Justin, let's see here. Men's room poll, you're going to eat one for a month. Will it be bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
I'm going bologna. We got to keep the protein.
All right, bologna it is.
Not a bad reason.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go buy some bologna this week.
I'm going to try some Mexican bologna, man. Next time I go to Mexico, just like, look, man, where can I get some bologna? And I'm sure they'll ask,
to go to the grocery store.
I don't want to buy a ton of Mexican bologna. I just want to try a piece of, and I'm not going to do what you do with grapes. Like,
no,
sneak a package.
It's not going to be on a menu.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to buy a pack. Like, can I just go somewhere and try a piece of freaking bologna?
The closest place that you can find bologna is a sandwich shop. That's it. There's no other place that serves bologna.
He's not trying to smuggle drugs.
Even a sandwich shop. I'm trying to think the last time I've seen bologna. Not fried bologna, but I mean, like, you know, we got the turkey club sandwich, bologna sandwich. It still doesn't show up.
It shows up in like their
Subway.
Yeah, their three
kind of fast
meat.
Food.
Do they have a bologna Subway?
Oh yeah.
Huh. You know what? I'm not going to try it there.
That's what I'm saying. You don't go to a restaurant and they have bologna on the menu. I mean, maybe it'll be like a tater tot thing. Maybe it'll come back around, like little fried bologna sandwiches or something.
I know some people in the South, it's like a big thing to get like the whole log of bologna and kind of score it and then like smoke it.
But see, they do it right. Like, if you're going to eat bologna, whatever they make in Texas, I'm like, I'll try it. It's generally good.
Score your bologna log.
Yeah. All right, Justin, here is your question. Who wrote the theme song to The Simpsons?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh,
I'm just going to go Matt Groening.
That would be Danny Elfman. He did The Simpsons, and he does the theme music to pretty much every Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
I think he did Beetlejuice, actually.
Yep.
He's a weird, weird, weird dude. Like, Ted, I'll tell you what. So Google an image of Danny Elfman.
All right.
And tell me that there's any possibility that he's not weird.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You just look at him and you know. Like, you're not going to babysit
looks like kind of like an evil Carrot Top.
Hey, there's some weird. He's been in the news for some weird reasons lately.
Oh, yes, he has.
Yes.
Bad weird. All right, your question. What company's tea shipment was destroyed during the Boston Tea Party in 1773?
Well, we all know it was England and the British, but I do not know. Let's just go Lipton. Why not?
James Lipton.
I like that. The Lipton Tea Company.
Is it the British Tea Company?
No. Come on, Ted.
Indian Tea Company?
East India Company.
East India, right.
Oh.
That's where they found the tea and started loving it.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Your question. What is the heaviest breed of bear?
Polar bear.
It is a polar bear.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, they're bigger, all fat and blubbery. Yeah, I mean, think about how cold it is where they live.
That.
Right. So they put on the weight.
It's mostly water weight.
But it's not a grizzly bear.
Not a grizzly.
Did
polar
you know
bear.
I'm the heaviest species of bear?
My name's Roger. Want to come back to my apartment, Miles?
Some just call me heavy.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803.
I like to think of myself as girthy.
Girthy bear.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hold on, my brother.
Oh, no. Gary, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, I'm Eastwood sober. Thank you very much.
Eastwood sober. That's terrifying.
All right, Gary.
I know.
Okay, you're going to eat one only for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Okay, so I forbid tofu in my house. I lived off of bologna for like 3 months. Bologna and cheese sandwiches, box lunches from the various aircraft carriers I served. You know, gosh, it's crazy. Ramen, because my grandkids are part of that generation. I watch them make these tofu noodles. It's crazy. So
I thought you said it wasn't allowed in your house.
Make me some noodles.
Ramen noodles or tofu noodles?
Oh, no, they're ramen noodles. Tofu is forbidden.
No, I know. And then you said tofu noodles.
You said tofu noodles, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant... They do what you guys are saying. They watch the internet and make them. I watch them watch the internet and make them. It's crazy.
You tell them the other way to do that. You don't even have to watch the internet. Be broke.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised.
What do you have in the refrigerator?
Right. Yeah. Add ramen. Yes. That is exactly how it works.
Yeah. I mean, we have all the food you could eat, but my grandson prefers to eat ramen noodles, and he uses 2 packets and throws and just puts another one in the Ziploc bag of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses 2 packets per noodle plus his adamants. It's crazy.
My roommate used to boil the top ramen.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would take the noodles out.
Yeah.
And then with the broth, with the flavor packet in there, he would add instant mashed potato flakes. And then he would have noodles on half the plate and mashed potatoes on the other half of the plate. He's like, I get twice as much food this way.
I mean, again, when you're broke, that is gourmet right there. My daughter loves ramen noodles, and she will eat them dry.
Like she's not alone. I've seen people do that.
But it's because she'll snack on them and she's talking to. And look, there's nothing inherently wrong with it, but it just makes my skin crawl. I'm like, baby, would you like me to heat those up and boil them?
No.
She's like, no, they're fine like this. And off she goes. Like, okay. All right. Here's your question. What TV show?
Can I ask a question first, though?
Sure.
Did I miss the next men's room rendezvous date, or is it still pending?
Still pending.
Still pending.
Have not announced it yet.
All right. Okay, let's do it.
All right, Gary, what TV show do Thelma and Louise want to avoid being on in the movie Thelma and Louise?
Wow, I remember that movie, too, but I just remember the ending. The two crazy girls drove off the cliff.
Yep.
Donahue?
America's Most Wanted?
The one with Chris Hansen.
No.
Cops.
I'll give you one hint. Mogadishu.
Mogadishu.
That's a scary
one. Not Gerard. What is his name?
Geraldo. Yeah.
Geraldo.
Yeah.
Yikes.
All right, Gary. What color are the $1 bills in a standard game of Monopoly?
Well, Monopoly. Doom. Well, there's green, yellow, red, blue, so let's go with the green.
Yellow?
White. Mike pointed at his own skin as his guess. I'm not. Yes.
Harry.
I like that one, Mike.
Love you, Mike.
Do you know all the colors of the Monopoly money, Mike, off the top of your head?
Oh, so the big one, I think, you know, the 5,000 or 500, whatever it was, I think that one's like the deep gold yellow.
Okay.
There's the green, which I think
is... That's a 20?
That's a 20,
There's
I think.
There's pink, right?
There's pink, which I think is a 50. The hundreds, I think, is blue. And then, I think the 500 is yellow.
All right, your question.
Here we go.
Girandole, Lumachi, Strazzaprati... And, conchiglione are all types of what? Girandole.
You can't pronounce them, and I'm supposed to guess them.
That is correct. That is how this show works.
Go on, brother. They are specialty hams from Italy. Yeah.
That is not a bad guess.
I'm going to guess pasta or violins.
Pasta.
Okay.
That is pasta.
I'm just glad that he actually guessed, because he actually got close there.
He got real close.
All right, Gary, you're on question four.
Question number four for you, Gary. What is the Jewish New Year called?
Hanukkah?
Nope.
Yom Kippur?
I don't know. Nope. I'm not religious.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. All right.
Rosh Hashanah?
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not Ramadan.
It is not Ramadan. I don't think Jewish people celebrate Ramadan. Rosh Hashanah sounds like something you would scream because there's kids around, but you stubbed your toe.
I was about to say it sounds like a new pop artist.
Right.
Everybody, give it up for Rosh Hashanah.
You're leaking a little bit and you got Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, your question. What holiday movie takes place primarily in Winnetka, Illinois? Most people think it takes place in Chicago, but technically it's in Winnetka, a suburb of Chicago.
Is this Home Alone?
Got it, Gary.
It is Home Alone, man. Yeah.
Nice job.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Matt, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Matt. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, eat only one for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
Gonna have to go with Campbell's soup. The rest of it sounds terrible.
What is it? What's your choice of Campbell's soup?
Chicken noodles, just fine.
Yeah, but after that, it starts to.
What else do they have?
Obviously, tomato.
I mean,
Don't forget though, they have that chunky line.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Oh, that's right. I forgot, man.
Yeah,
I can get down with a veggie beef.
Did they start the chunky after Progresso came out? Because Progresso was kind of like, hey, you can actually see the stuff in our soup. They're kind of busting on Campbell's like you get chicken noodle, and there's those little itty-bitty pieces of dark meat. And Progresso's whole thing was like, look, we have chicken noodle. Mm-hmm. You can see chicken.
This is an actual carrot.
Right. This is what carrots look like.
That was always in our house, that chunky line.
Okay, quick question. Has anyone eaten cream of mushroom soup as a soup?
No.
God, no.
Yeah.
I think you just add it to stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually a soup, but I don't know anyone that's ever just made it as
soup. Their vegetables, not bad. If you had to eat it, you would find a couple cans that you would actually probably like.
I always like their jambalaya or their...
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Chunky brand has a lot of... They have a clam chowder with Old Bay.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the label.
Have you not gotten down with the Chunky line?
No, I've never had it.
Dude!
Like, I kind of stopped eating Campbell's
soup. That eats like a meal.
Ooh. You know, I was a kid and you had it all the time. And then even when I was broke, it was just a little out of my price range, so I still wasn't going to buy Campbell's. Yeah. And since then, I don't even think about it.
Chicken and wild rice, man, that's probably one of my favorites.
You know what, man? Next time I go to the grocery store, which I've gotten better about, I still hate it. But at least once a month, I'll go with the wife, like, all right, goddammit, let me just go in there. You know, I'm going to grab some Campbell's soups.
All right. It's probably why my taste buds are muted, because I ate that crap all the time. I ate that for years.
To me, there's like Campbell's soup, and then there's the chunky line.
Yeah. Okay, chunky is that much better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And you're right. It probably had to do with Progressive, because you could see everything in there, the split pea and ham. Like,
Progresso, guys. Progressive. It's Progresso soup.
Progressive.
Well, their commercials do a good job. Thanks, Flo.
Flo's just serving up soup out here.
You could see chicken in my soup.
She's got a ladle out here.
All right, Matt, your question. In the film My Cousin Vinny, who plays the role of Judge Holler? Oh, he was also the original Herman Munster.
I
don't know
his name. I believe it's Judd Hirsch.
No.
Fred.
Come on.
Grant.
Gwynn. Fred Gwynn.
Fred Gwynn.
He was also the creepy guy that the family met at the beginning of the original Pet Sematary. The obligatory old man who must tell you why it's a bad idea to do anything you're about to do.
Mr. Gambini, are you mocking me with that outfit?
I love that movie.
Oh, he's from Maryland originally.
Fred Gwynn?
Yeah.
All right. Now I like him. All right. Your question, which four states touch at one point?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so New Mexico?
Yes.
Is it Colorado?
Yes.
Wyoming?
Oh, no.
Arizona?
Arizona.
And Nevada?
Nope.
California?
You got New Mexico, you got Arizona, you got Colorado.
Utah?
Yes.
Utah. Yeah, it's a tourist trap. I don't care. I want to go be a tourist.
Well, so here's the thing.
It's also 3/4 of a mile not in the correct location.
Right.
Well, that's the problem, right? So my parents did it years ago. They told me and my brother they did it. My brother and I thought, that's so cool, you're in four states at once. And then we found out, 5 years ago, they're like, yeah, we got it wrong.
Man.
But the thing is, I don't believe that they ever moved the quote unquote spot, the tourist spot.
Right.
So it's like people that I'm in all four states. Like, you're not.
State lines are made up anyway. You're in all four doggone states.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, your question. What was the name of the 1976 Led Zeppelin concert film?
The song remains the same.
You got it. Nice job.
Well
nice
done.
Job.
Hold on, people are checking out the soup. Someone here says, I've had the cream of mushroom soup in the hospital when I had my appendix removed.
That doesn't count.
They say it's not bad, but again, it wasn't like you voluntarily made it for yourself. Because everyone's had the cream of mushroom soup, just never as soup.
I lost 15 pounds on COVID. Doesn't mean that I did that on purpose.
So I would say it's the same thing with French onion soup from Campbell's, that little dry packet. Like, I add it to stuff. I've never made the French onion soup.
I've never had the French onion soup either. Yeah, you're right, man.
I wonder if it's any good. I love French onion soup.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking right now. Like, maybe I should try it. It's good on its own.
Future Ted's meat and potatoes. Let's just try these.
Let's just make some damn.
We don't actually do.
Right.
God.
Big dummy.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey guys, good to be here.
Hola, Chris. Are you sober or not sober?
Sober right now.
All right, Chris. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, eat one for a month. You taking bologna, top ramen, Campbell's soup, or tofu?
I'm probably going to pick tofu only because you can make anything you want with it.
Exactly. It's sort of.
You can make shapes.
It's like Play-Doh. You know, my kid will say, Dad, I made a car. I'm like, it's still Play-Doh. Yes, it looks like a car, but it's Play-Doh. So you could make, like you said, you could have a tofu burger. But it's just tofu, man.
I mean, it tastes almost the same. Like, you have a tofu dog, it tastes kind of like a hot dog. Just don't tell the person.
You know, Mike and I were just talking about this tofu, because he's like, man, it just doesn't taste like anything. And I said, that's why I lose respect for it, all right? I hate vegetables, but I respect them because at least they have a taste. You know, they put in some effort to suck. Tofu's like, I'm not trying to do anything. Nothing. I am edible, and that is it.
It's a bland protein that you're going to be putting in yourself, and it enhances any food that you want.
Enhances my food.
You're darn right. By adding
tofu
protein to it.
That's like saying water enhances your soda. I mean, it doesn't make
hamburger meat doesn't taste all that great until you season it.
That is very true. That is a very true point. All right, here's your question. What did my true love give to me on the 11th day of Christmas? Because only a true love would give you this.
Ooh. A diamond ring. I couldn't tell you.
No.
Come on, Mike.
I think it's 10 Lords of Leaping.
Because who doesn't want that?
12 Drummers Drumming, I believe. Is it Ladies Dancing?
Is it Ladies Leaping?
Nope. No ladies. It's 11 Pipers Piping.
Pipers.
Cool. Oh. Just what I wanted for Christmas.
Hey, I like the pipes. Bagpipes.
That would really get on my nerves quickly. I think bagpipes are cool. I'm just saying, if
not
11
not
of
11
them
of
showed
them.
Up
no,
at my door
no, no,
and said, Merry
no.
Christmas.
One of the coolest experiences of my life. I went to Scotland with my grandmother, and they do this thing that at Edinburgh Castle, and it starts with 150 bagpipers marching out of Edinburgh Castle, all playing at the same time. Then they play Scotland the Brave. They play Amazing Grace. Dude, it was the coolest damn thing.
Okay, at 150, you get cool of you.
Hell yeah.
11 is
powerful,
just,
man.
Yeah.
I cried.
Then they stopped, like, get your tears out of your eyes.
Bitch.
Y'all bitchy. All right, your question. What are the monsters in the movie Monsters, Inc. most afraid of?
I think I know this. I think they're afraid of the kids.
Man.
Kids. Yes, indeed. They're just terrified chillers. Of children.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing, Miles. You never saw that one?
I do. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Not a bad one. Not a bad
Isn't
one.
Isn't that kind of the main thing, though? Anything that you're afraid of, chances are better than even it's more afraid of you than you are of it.
I don't know, man, because, like, I don't like the indoor spiders, and I'll stare at it, and they get that posture, like, bring it on. And there's something about that.
Should challenge
they're this
you.
Teeny tiny thing, but they still look at me. Right, they do this flex where it's like, bring it, bitch.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.